This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, January 12th. God's word to you today is implications, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Job 38, verses 19 to 20, and it says, "Where does light come from, and where does darkness go? Can you take each to its home? Do you know how to get there?" In today's scripture reference, we see God asking Job a sarcastic question. The truth is that only God knows where light comes from and where darkness goes. My prayer is that the God that knows the home of light will make sure that your life will stream with brilliant colors in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord God that knows the habitation of darkness will take the darkness away from your life and send it back home in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Colors are light. In fact, what we see as white light is actually a combination of many colors. I'm sure you know that. If you did physics, you can use the prism to separate what we see as white light into several colors. God is bringing about a stream of light into our lives in the name of Jesus. However, evident in Job 38 verse 15 is the need for courage, because the Bible says in Job 38 verse 15, "The light disturbs the wicked and stops the arm that raised it in violence." Light disturbs darkness. And when you disturb the wicked, what do you think will happen? There will be a resistance. You need courage to face and crush resistance. You need courage to stop the hand that is raised in violence. You need courage to do that. Job 38 verses 19 to 20 says, "Where does light come from and where does darkness go? Do you know how to get there?" This shows us clearly that in this courage, you and I need God. The second implication of new streams, the second thing to expect is new streams of new wine. New wine signifies the presence and the person of the Holy Spirit. New streams of new wine means if you open your heart to God this year, you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you open your heart to God, you are going to have a new stream of unction, new streams of anointing, new streams of revelation, new streams of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen. Since the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life, He gives life, inspiration, ideas, and He births new things in us. You are going to have new initiatives, new ideas. You will just sit down and God will be showing you things that are going to happen. The Word of God says in Mark 2:22, "And no one puts new wines into old wineskins, for the wine would burst the skins, and the wine and the skins would both be lost." New wine calls for new wineskins. You cannot put new wine in the old wineskin. Why? New wine is fresh. Old skin has reached its elastic limit. When you put new wine in old skin, the new wine begins to ferment and expand. The old skin cannot handle the expansion, so it will burst and the wine will be wasted. New wine calls for new wineskins. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me do away with everything that represents an old wineskin and fill me with courage for the new things you are birthing in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.